the P1 Perfect Pair. Listen four times daily at 7:35, 10:35, 2:35, and 5:35. Two squares are revealed. Remember where the perfect pairs are, and you're a winner. Brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self-Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Few things incite frenzy in the masses greater than an appearance by the sports cretin Dick Hicks. And we have one in front of us this Tuesday at Majestic Liquors in crazy Fort Worth. That's at Highway 80 West at Link Crest and I-30.
What time? Because I want to go.
4 until 6. You're busy.
Oh, no. That's too bad. I always like to make his appearances.
Well, you can register to win ticket T-shirts. He'll have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there for you to look at. But, of course, the obvious attraction, as we all know, is Dick Hicks.
Grego and I usually get a keg and we pre-party before most of his appearances.
Yeah, we tailgate.
Yeah.
Good idea. That is a real good idea.
We beat the crowd.
Right. You have to beat the crowd.
Well, there's no SMU game this weekend, is there? Oh, damn, there's not.
No, that sucks.
I know.
Can't listen
man.
To him.
Yeah. Can't listen to him complain about refs.
So go see him Tuesday at Majestic Liquors in Fort Worth from 4 until 6. All right, are we prepared for a very explosive concert calendar? It's brought to you by Nissan and Progressive Insurance. Tonight at Southern Junction, Don Williams.
You know what? I like that guy.
So do I. Now, you don't like him, do you, Ryan?
No.
Why don't you like Don Williams?
I can't believe you don't like him, because you like that old classic country.
That guy's cool.
He is very good.
I hate him.
Have you always hated him?
Yes, always.
Why do you hate
him?
The song
Amanda, I love that song.
You know who pretty much claims him as a hero?
Bob Dylan.
Eric Clapton.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And Bob Dylan.
Clapton loves him. I didn't know Dylan liked him, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Clapton did one of his songs. Really injected some life into it.
Was it Lay Down Sally?
Tulsa Time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
At Axis in crazy Fort Worth, Junior Brown.
That's a guy I don't get.
I think he was fun at a time in my life when I didn't know what was fun.
The hell does that mean?
It means I don't like him much anymore.
It's funny.
At the Granada, Kerry Pierce.
Formerly of Jack O. Pierce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
They had their moment.
They
nothing
never
wrong
had
with them.
Nothing.
Nothing wrong with them.
At the Gypsy Tea Room's Tea Room, Karate.
That's a good name for a band.
Go by and say hi.
Oh my
Greg.
God.
Oh, Greg.
You were so much better than that.
Just couldn't let it go, could you?
I'm really not, man. I'm really not.
Get it? High karate?
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, we get it. We get it.
It's like old calling. I mean, you go by there and
good God, we get it.
You go by there and say hi, and it's high karate. High karate.
Oh, Greg.
At Rubber Gloves, the Spits.
Another funny name.
At Dan Silverleaf, Hog Pig, George.
That's a great name.
Is that one of their songs?
Wee, wee, wee.
Yeah.
Wee, wee, wee.
We're going to sing wee, wee, wee now.
You know who Hog
Send
Pig...
Send it out to the snake.
Let me go ahead and finish the bill, Mike.
Hog Pig, George Neal, and the Baptist Generals.
You know who Hog Pig is?
No.
You remember the fake Bruce Valanche?
Yeah.
He plays drums in Hog Pig.
He does?
Yes.
He puts the hog in that.
I'd love to play one of their songs off their CD, but there's too much cussing.
Oh, no.
At Trees, the Dillinger Escape Plan.
That's a good name.
And here at Cape Buff, Petty Theft and Pictures.
Sorry, I forgot about that one.
That's a good.
Saturday at the Ridgely Theater, Insane Clown Posse.
They're pretty rude, aren't they? Aren't they real rude?
Do they throw stuff at the crowd?
I think so.
Is it rap?
Smash watermelons and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it like metal rap?
I think Big Strong Jeremy's a big fan of theirs.
Oh, that's right. He is.
I think he's out on them. I think he's turned his back on them.
Is he grown up?
It's like They've smashed watermelons. That's Gallagher.
Oh, yeah, right. he's just, they're rock rap crap. They're nothing.
And Trees, Cowboy Mouth.
Had it.
At the All Good Cafe, Trish Murphy.
Hot, hit on her one time, failed miserably.
You hit on her?
Absolutely.
How'd that work out for you?
He just told you.
Couldn't have been shot down any harder. I was in Austin, saw her play. I was like 25. I walked up to her. I was like, it was a great show, you know, blah, blah, blah. Can I get you a beer? Yeah, maybe a little bit later. And then I asked her if she was staying in town or if she was going back. I think she's from here or somewhere. She wasn't from Austin, I guess. She was like,
how's Arkansas looking this year?
She's like, well, I'll tell you what, I'll come find you and we'll talk later, okay? I was just like, okay.
So did you get shot down worse than the dude did at the Barley House with
Jenna Bush? I would say so, yeah. She just had no, and the whole time I was like walking towards her and she was backing up.
She was probably drunk? Scared of you because
I was loaded.
Fat and bearded.
Yeah.
Has that story been told yet?
No, not yet.
Jenna Bush story?
Yeah.
No. You got to think about it. Remind us.
Okay. Oh, I thought I said something I wasn't supposed to.
No, it's fine. You're good.
And Rubber Gloves, the Fiery Furnaces.
Don't know who they are.
They're not bad. At the ballroom at the Gypsy Tea Room, Alter Bridge.
You know who that is, don't you, Mike?
Grego should.
I don't. Boy, this should be of interest to you, in fact.
Who is it?
It's Creed without their lead singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's Scott Stamp or?
Yes, Scott Stamp.
Well, that's not. No, what is his name? What is
Scott Stapp.
Stapp, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Scott Stamp was a former TCU quarterback.
This will be Suck without Suck.
At the AAC, the Beastie Boys.
Genius.
Seen them.
I wish I could go to that.
I believe that I'm not going to this.
Why?
Well, you can.
Man, I can't believe you would want to.
Oh, I love the Beastie Boys.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I do. Okay.
All white people in their 30s love the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I grew up on the Beastie Boys. Are you going, Kevin?
No, and I would so love to go to that show. Is that tomorrow night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going, Kev?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm watching the Texas game.
Let's all get together.
I'm watching the World Series.
See, my wife.
Kevin, if you'll go, I'll go.
My wife is like the biggest Beasties fan in the world. But this Tech game is taking priority over that.
Let's just TiVo.
You know, there's something called TiVo.
We'll all go and get drunk, and then we'll watch the game afterwards. What time's the show?
I'm sure they won't go on till 10, probably.
10, 9.
Let's go, Kevin. Seriously.
We'll go.
I
want to
go.
You guys need to go.
Let's go. Kevin?
Let's go.
This will not happen, Mike.
I know it won't. I'll buy my own ticket.
Well, good.
That's helpful.
At the Barley House, Pleasant Grove.
They are so good.
They really are, Danny.
That's Greg.
Hey, Greg.
At Bahama Breeze, Coconut Frank.
Okay, that's...
He's moved up to Saturdays now.
Yeah, he's developing such a following, he's been moved up.
That is
good.
That.
It means he's opened up a weekday slot for us.
At the Down Under Club.
What?
The Down Under Club.
The Biz Boop.
Spunk Monkeys.
What?
What?
There was a drop. I didn't even hear what you said.
Spunk Monkeys.
Mark that.
Yeah, that's my band. Stitch, bastard.
Wow.
Sunday at the Barley House, Chris Holt.
Well, he's got a lot of irons in the fire.
Isn't he in your band? Yeah. Isn't he a petty theft member?
Boy, he's going solo already?
God.
Man, your band's in disarray. Get a hold of that.
Is he here? Do you allow that runs?
Hey,
your band members going up?
They can all do what they want.
We'll see.
Really?
When the novel comes out, we'll see how it goes.
I always thought you had pretty tight control over your scene. You obviously don't.
No, you're right. I don't.
When the behind the music comes out.
Next thing you know, the fake Kenny Stabler, he's going to be doing gigs.
Hey, he can if he wants to. Any of them can.
Well, I thought you were going to hold on to the old way of doing things, Rhymes, where you're in one band and that's it, unlike Danny, who's in like nine.
No. Hey, it's a new time out there, Grego. I'm having to adjust.
That's the reason I'm saying I thought you would do the old way.
Well,
hold up for it. Not allow people
you can't,
to stray.
You have to let the old days go.
Next thing you know, Harrison's going to be doing something different.
Believe me, I'm finding it very difficult to adjust, but you do what you got to do.
You know what? Then why don't you just get you another band?
Maybe I will. Monday at the AAC, Avril Lavigne.
She's got a little something.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
At Bass Hall, the Indigo Girls and Kelly Willis.
Chick driven?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet, we got a concert.
What are you dating, a 13-year-old, Greg?
He may be.
No, but I've been informed I'm going to go to that concert.
Nothing wrong with Avril Lavigne. Leave her alone.
Man, you will hate that so bad.
Oh,
no.
You're going to be
beaten.
Oh,
there's
beaten.
No question. Yeah.
And you will be...
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go there and just make a spectacle out of myself.
You should be the narc. Ask every kid there for weed. and be like, by the way, I'm a cop, but do you have any weed?
Do that.
No, I'm just going to
make Officer
her
Hammer.
Miserable. I'm just going to make her miserable.
Wear full... Wear your gunfight outfit.
No, I'm not going to do that, but I am going to wear boots and Wranglers. Yeah, there's no question.
Attaboy.
May wear a cowboy hat.
Attaboy.
What do you think, Ron? Cowboy hat?
Do it.
Amen.
Do it.
Amen. Because I do not want to go.
At Haley's in Denton, Damian Jurado and Richard Buckner.
I'm going.
Oh, Richard Buckner's going to be playing there?
Corby, you should go with me.
Man, he is.
How do I know
great.
Who Richard Buckner is?
He used to be in that other band.
Is that Richard Big Dick's buddy?
No, I don't think so. He's just a solo artist.
Yeah,
great.
I'm not going to Denton to see a band.
Well, you're gonna miss out.
You are gonna miss
him.
Out. Richard Buckner's phenomenal. Personal friend of mine too.
At Nookie Alive, Brian Wilson.
Are you gonna go to that, Ron?
What night is that?
Monday.
Are you going to go to that?
Yeah. You know, it's...
You're not going.
I don't really want to go, but I might not be able to resist it because I know I'll be kicking myself in the ass from here on out if I don't.
Are you going
to
make a Monday game time decision?
Maybe.
Call me.
You want to go?
I might.
Email me.
And then there I'll be.
Tuesday at Bass Hall, Bella Fleck and the Flecktones and Eric Johnson.
Boy, have you guys ever seen Bela Fleck?
No.
Oof.
Wednesday at Will Rogers Auditorium, Morrissey.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
I should be going, but I don't think I'm going to make Morrissey.
Gordon ought to go.
I know.
He was the Morrissey sound alike.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? He'll probably end up going. No, what am I saying?
Of course he won't.
He won't leave his home.
He can't get off that internet long enough. Although the AAC, aren't they?
No, this is a Will Rogers auditorium.
Oh, like
he's going to
they don't even have electricity there. Plus wireless internet.
At the Gypsy Tea Room's ballroom, Badly Drawn Boy.
Davey.
At the Barley House, Slobberbone.
Is that Wednesday?
That's the last one of the month.
Oh, they've been playing there all month.
That's a good band.
I saw you guys the other night, Danny.
Saw them the other night. They're good. As I was walking my tab.
Oh, that's right. Grego walked his tab
that.
At the Barley House.
It
was a good move.
Made it up, though.
Did you?
By the way, Barley House, the best chicken fried steak I've ever had in my life.
No, you had the chicken fried chicken. It is good.
It's phenomenal. It's unbelievable how good that is.
By the way, Danny,
now
that you've replaced Sasquatch and they don't have a man dressed
Stop
in a
it.
Sasquatch outfit, Slobberbone actually sounds pretty good.
They were good the other night.
They were
night.
Good before.
I'm sure they're a lot better now.
You've been a fan for years. Shut up.
They were okay, but now with you,
they
really
the
stepped
night.
It up.
I'm sure they're a lot better.
I'm sure they're a lot better now.
I'm
ridiculous.
Serious. I used to rip them all the time, but that's a good band.
They're better than they used to be, but they're still not that great.
They didn't have a guy dressed in a monkey suit with a tag watch on, like the Bigfoot guy walking across the forest.
Look, they're not
if
for
your
everybody.
Butt hurts, give it a try.
That's right. If your butt hurts, try it.
It's not for everyone, but if your butt hurts, try it.
If your butt hurts,
try it. Thursday at the Sons of Herman Hall, Joe Ely.
Is he blind?
No, he's not blind.
He can't smell.
That's right.
What?
He's a mute.
That'd be great. Farts would never bother you.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
But you can't taste anything either.
Yeah, that'd suck.
And at the Reconsider Lounge, no, no, and no.
Why?
Because.
Jimmy.
You know why.
What are you talking about?
All right, say it. Do it if you want.
Danny, you're out of your mind.
Why?
No, no, no.
Come on, big man.
Why don't you do it then, big man?
I don't do the concert calendar.
You won't even
I
do
just
this.
Type it
matter
up.
Of fact,
I'll read
I'm imploring
anything.
You not to.
I'll read anything.
Don't read that.
It might need to be dumped. But does that need to be dumped?
Yes. You can't say any of that except for the last one.
Well, what's the last word? Last one. Greg?
I'll go with the last one.
Okay.
I'll go with the last one. The last one's nothing.
Well, what is it?
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. All three of them are going to get read, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well,
you
not
get,
by me, they're not.
Okay, you get to pick one out, and then you got to pass it to me.
All right.
And then the snake has to read the last one.
All right, I'll pick out the last. I'll read the last one.
Okay.
Bastard bitch.
All three are going to get read, right?
Yeah.
So I get to pick out this one, right?
Uh-huh.
Got to read it.
And it all got dumped.
Good.
Go.
All right, there's the concert calendar for this week. Let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next year on the ticket.